from Swedish friends, the Shishki is Pesachos for Amirami Rasi Sheikh Yu. Inishmas Maras Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. And this shir is based on a shmuz given by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Yutes Kislev, Tuf Shin Chof Hei, in Yiddish. It's also translated into Lashon HaKodesh. And we're going to talk about the inyan of the tshuva of the people of the Irani Dachas, a very interesting topic. Tshuva is effective only benogea the Beit Mishal Maila. Not benogea the Beit Mishal Mat, like the Gemara says, Chayvi Krisim must tshuva Beit Mishal Maila Mochalim Lam. Chayvi Mis Beisim must tshuva Ein Beit Mishal Mat Mochalim Lam. So a person's chayv kares, the Beit Mishal Maila is mochal. Chayvi Mis Beisim, if they do tshuva, the Beit Mishal Mat is not mochal. And just like benogea Mis Beisim, so to benogea Lecholon Shei Beit Mishal Mat. Malchus v'chayotze v'zeh. No, tshuva doesn't help to remove the onesh of the Beis Din. The reason is because tshuva is primarily in the heart. Beis Din Shel Mata doesn't know what's going on in the heart. Ein l'dayin el ma'ase ein aros. But b'shaychus l'onesh that Beis Din has to give the Irani Dachas. It says hakasakas yosh v'yiri l'fi charev. That's called shlo'a tikbots v'saraf to Beis the Rambam paskins im chazru v'asu tshuva mutav. Here the Rambam says a grace of chiddush that they can do tshuva. Was das ist doch ein Chiddush Gadol bei Yoser. Und wie der Reivitz sagt und fragt, auf dem, le matzasi tshuva mo'elas achar asro ma'isa. It's a big Chiddush in the Rambam, and the Reivitz says, I never found such a thing. You got asro, you did a ma'isa, and now you get tshuva? Onish the Beis Mishal Mata, how could it be? The Kesef Mishnah is mevar as der tam von dem, was der Rambam volt, der Rambam halt, as by any dachas helft tshuva achar asra maisa is, while the asra was men git, the anshir any dachas is nishkin asra gemura, for a man is doch nisht masra l'chol echol befrat, nor ala anshir ir tzuzamen. The Kesef Mishnah says that it works, because you're not giving a specific hasra to each member of the ir any dachas, but rather you're giving it to everybody collectively. And therefore, it's not considered a proper hasra that tshuva won't be effective, because you're only giving a collective hasra and not an individual hasra. Aber der Teretz ist nicht verstandig. Der Klal chayve mises beizin amas a tshuva ein beizin shalmata moichalam. Is auch nicht mitzadem, was tshuva helft nicht noch hasra. Nor weil beizin shalmata kennen sich nicht rechnen mit warm shebeleif. If the word was that beizin shalmata doesn't accept tshuva because you had hasra, then we can say here it wasn't a proper hasra. But that's not why Beis Mishal Mata doesn't accept tshuva. The reason Beis Mishal Mata doesn't accept tshuva is because you don't know what's going on in the heart. So what does it matter if there was a proper hasra or not a proper hasra? Hayin vibal des kodim shasu tshuva ven es idnis bargevar as ha hutchakula other ruba zayin zay shaynis chayiv gevar Beis Mishal Mata diyanshin vos es kumtan shirni dachas therefore was by Yerni Dachas darf men nicht haben kin Asra Gemura is wie kan Tshuva mevatel sein der Einshim hefech haklal as ein Beizin shal mata moichlam. And if that's true, since before they did Tshuva and it was misbar that hutcha kula ruba, they already mischaib in the Beizin shal mata in the Einshim that come on the Anshe Yerni Dachas. Since Irani Dachas doesn't require Asra Gemura, so how could Tshuva be mevatel these onshim against the klal of Ein based in Shel Mata Moichlam Lam? That's very strange. Normally there's no Mechila. And here that this Asra is enough of Asra, and you don't know what's going on in their hearts. How can you accept their Tshuva? The Rogachavar Farenfer the Chita Sarambam, Oif, an andra Oifen. So the Rogachavar has a different mahalach, not like the Kesef Mishnah, to answer the Rambam. Erzogt, als mit die Wörter im Chazur Vasu Tshuva Mutav meint nicht der Rambam zu sagen, als es kommt sein ganzen Nischken einisch, nur er meint, als dem Din von ihr nicht Dachas haben sie nicht. Der Ragechev says, Napshat in the Rambam, that if they did Tshuva Mutav, it means that they don't get punished at all. It means they don't get punished like an Irni Dachas. But Irni Dachas is doch der Din, als euch den Noschen vitaf von die, was haben gedient auf die Zara, und euch, kol nefesh chaya sherba, harget men lefi charev, biz, as visarafta be'esha sa'ir ves kol shlala, und afilu den nichse ha tzadikim shebesaycha, is legabe dem, sagt der Rambam, im Chazur vasu tshuva mutav, als men tschepet nicht den Noschen vitaf, aber der Oivde auf die Zara allein, kommt Misa, euch, ואחרי ויחזו ועשו תשובה, ואילה גבידן הלפתקה נש תשובה. Wow. So, explains the Ragechev, the Pshat in the Rambam is, that the din in the Irni Dachas is, that you kill with a sword, even the Nashim and the Taf of the Avodah Vodazarah, and every Nefesh Chaya Asher Ba, until V'sarafta Beisha Sa'ir, that's called Shlala. You burn it all. And even the Nichsei Tzadikim. So Benogea to that, Benogea to the Nashim and the Taf, and the burning the whole city. So, that you don't do if they did Tshuva. But the Ovdei Avodah Zarah themselves are Chayav Misa, even after they did Tshuva. Even if Chazur Vasu Tshuva, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah themselves are going to be Chayiv Skila, for them Tshuva doesn't help. Who does Tshuva help for? For the Nichse Ha'ir, and for the Nashim and the Taf. But this Teretz is also Shver. Why? Der Klali Masu Tshuva in Beizin Shalmatem Moichem Lem is doch wie verstandig euch von Tam Avodah Zarah. As in einloi euch von atam einloi da as einloi dan elamash einavros as durchaus zu tshuva sich der pass psakt in beis in shomata nicht gebitten bemele is das doch nicht bekoyach nicht weil es wenn er gern zu ar rock nehmen der gamri dem einisch na euch nicht dafür zu far grinder in dem einisch hein wie bald das kein sich also was zu tshuva sein in seines schreib geworden mit der halben einisch also euch nicht schämen tappen hat man gedarft hergenen an euch mit meinem Avad ist wie als soi ist sei beisen schon matte moichel dem oinesh mit zah dem was asu tshuva. So the Rebbe asks on the Ragechev they used to correspond back in the day that the klal of him asu tshuva in shamat moichel on lahem that's also mitam that ain lo ledaiv and lamasha ain of ros. That, yeah, he saw them being over the Zara. This is what he saw. There's no tshuva. There's no tshuva. He must be tshuva in Beit Shammat Mochen Lam. So, the asu tshuva is not going to change the psak of the Beis Din. So not only does the tshuva not have koach to be monea punishment legamre, not even to be megal on the punishment. So since before they did tshuva, they were mischayven and omish chamor, larugas neshem ves tapim v'gam emoina mavan, so how does a bezin shal mata moichel them on this oinish mitzad shasu tshuva? We have a klal. Tshuva doesn't change onshem. Once you get the onish, once based in paskins, that's it. So how does the Ragechev say that their tshuva is going to change the onish? Very shver. So the Morgan the Rambam for Yamasu Chazur Vasu Tshuva Mutav, the Ragechev writes is from the pasuk Benogel Estom Erdanav. This is a Ragechev in Parash Veira. Erdanav Ere. Let me go down and see. Stom was begedir Yerni Dachas, and since we find that Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "In Tevin Lo Espara, if they do tshuva, I'm not going to punish them," as it says in Targum Unculus. Erdanav Ere. So Targum Unculus says that if they do tshuva, I'm not going to punish them. So the Rambam learns that And every Yirni Dachas Tshuva helps, just like stone was in Yirni Dachas, like it says in the Yerushalmi and the Tosefta, Sanhedrin. So just like they would have been saved with tshuva, so to a regular Yirni Dachas after Matan Torah is saved with tshuva. But the kasha is, how can you learn Dini Yirni Dachas after Matan Torah from stone, which is before Matan Torah? We have a klal ein emeidim mikodem Matan Torah. So even though we find the dugma l'zeh in the Yerushalmi Tosefta that dim and nichsei tzadikim shebesochi Yirni Dachas are burned, and that's learned from the Mammon of Lot that was destroyed in stone, but that itself is hard to understand. How b'emes do we learn a halacha of after Matan Torah from the moment of Lot, which is before Matan Torah? So now the Rebbe presents his mahalach. But men verstehen dem Bier b'chol hanal behektim noch an inyin tamua was men gefind in the dinim von Yirni Dachas. The Jew always answers a question with a question. So we'll understand this if we get to a very wondrous din that we find Yirni Dachas. By avodah zarah is the din as oy by yochid din avodah zarah kumtim therefore skila v'yizab reven kol anshayira der afilu b'lois ruba hobin gedin avodah zarah und se zayn in derbay oich da the under tanoim was darfen zay zayn by Yirni Dachas git men ze dan agringre mise ze zayn in idem besayif. So we find something very interesting. We find that normally what's the onesh for serving of a zara? Skila. But when all anshi or afilu rov anshi or ovid of a zara and they have all the tanoim of Yirni Dachas, they get a lighter mise, a gringre mise, sayif. You see in Mishnah Sanhedrin Kofil Aleph on the base Rambam, Perak Dalet, Avodah Zarah Aleph and Beis. L'chora, the din is that somebody who's over on an Avera, a number of Averas, and is mischayv in a number of Misos, gets the more Chomer Misa. So how can it be that the Anshi Yirni Dachas, if a Yochid does it, he gets Skila. But if he does it, the whole Tzibur does it, or most of the Tzibur, then they get a lesser Onish. Saif, sword, how can that be? And even a more wondrous thing, that as long as the last guy who's mashed on the roof hasn't served the Vodazah, everybody was already together yichid in their mschayiv skila. So how are we mafkia the skila from all these guys who are already chayiv skila and say, okay, now you're going to get a lesser punishment, you're only going to get saif? How do we understand that? Muzmen deriber zogin az derdin haketake siyoshvei ira hulifi chorev. Is nicht a din auf jeden einem von de Teuschwe ihr, besonderer, nor euch auf alle Jeuschwe ihr zusammen, als durch dem, was hutcho ihr kula oder ruba, sehnen sie geworden an nahe Metzies, nicht sie sehnen as sach ichidem, welche sitzen in ein Stadt, nor es wird von sie ein nahe Metzies, a Metzies von a Zibur oiv dea vodizara, Yoishve ha'ir. The answer is that now they're becoming a new Metzies. When they serve it, then they get this new Metzies of a Tzibur, of all Yoishve ha'ir. So then you're no longer a Yachid once you're Metzdarif to this new Metzies. Und vibal ze zeinin gevaren ois Metzies von Yechidim, since they're no longer a Metzies of Yechidim, but ogeh lecheir avir nidachas, nor Metzies chadosho, is bederich memeloich der din von the Yechidim gevaren ois, when a skumta nayer din saif, so they're no longer yichidim, they're now mufka from a din of yichidim, now they have a din of a tzibur, and memela they get saif. They get sword and no longer skila. Al pizeh vet oich verin farstandik, for vos by your nidachas, argit men oich din noshim fitaf undi of the avodah zarah. We also can understand how we can kill the women and the children of the avodah zarah. They didn't sin. Mefarshin zagin, so explain the mefarshin, the Migdal Oz and the Rambam Malach Avav, as does is bichdei lirdos hagedolim b'agedos and shuchaviv malayim. Wow, that's part of the punishment of the gedolim, to kill their wives and children. How can you say if they themselves aren't chayv and onish, you're going to kill them? That doesn't seem like justice at all. Because the men were chayv, so therefore the women and the children also get it. Hard to swallow. Rechet men sich der Rieber nicht damit was leuchotu und sie gehen rein in dem Klau von Yoshua'ir oi wehmen es steht hake take lefi charif. So just like the men get a new mitzias, they're mitzdaif to the tzibur and they get this din of saif after before and they had skila because now they became a new mitzias, their women and children are mitzdaif to their mitzias at tzibur. Azoi vidas is benoget zum din von hake take kanal, azoi is as is as euch bescheiches zum din besarafte welche sehr was kol schlala as das is nicht kein einisch mit welchen man is manisch da anschere ni dach as is mit meinem ovad nor das is a din was legt sich auf der stadt. So we can also understand the din of burning the city and everything in the city, not an onish that you're punishing them that they're mamonim ovad. Just like it's not an onish that you're punishing them that their wives and children are killed. No. That's part of the din. It's a din on the city. The city has to be burned. When it was Rov Avodah Zarah, Ovdei Avodah Zarah in the city, city's burned. The women and children have a din of being part of the tzibur, so they get killed also. And the city has a din of being burned. It's not part of their punishment. That's to say that all the nechasim that are in the city are not nechse yichid and they're nechse yirani dachas. And therefore even nechse tzadikim shebesaychar nesof mechal shlala. Because they're not nechse yichid and they're shlala shalirani dachas. And based on this we can understand how we learn that nechse tzadikim are nesof mechal shlala. Mimamonu shalot. I ain't lemeidim kodim matin Torah. Meidim meidim kodim matin Torah. Is benogea la halacha. Nis nitna Torah v'nischad shahalacha. But in the case where there's a suffix in the Metzias, we can learn even from before Matan Torah, even afterwards, there's going to be an afkamina lahalach, and therefore we can learn the din of nichsei tzadikim nisrafim betoch shalomim from the moment of Lot, because the limud is not the din that nichsei tzadikim are nisrafim, but rather the nichsei tzadikim are part of the city. And since the limud is benogel Metzius, you can learn this even from before Matan Torah. That if the limud was the nichsei tzadikim nisrafim, then you wouldn't be able to learn it. But what are you learning? The din is that the city is burned, and the chiddush is that the nechsei tzadikim are part of the city. So you're learning from a mitzius that was before Matan Torah. We have a suffix. Are nechsei tzadikim part of the city or not part of the city? So you can learn from before Matan Torah that nechsei tzadikim are part of the city. So based on this, we can understand the Psak HaRambam, that even though tshuva is not effective, they come back to a mitzias of yichidim, and it's no longer a mitzias of tzibur miyoshvei ha'ir. You're right. Tshuva doesn't help. But here, they go back to a Metzias of Yechidim. And they're no longer Metzias since they did Tshuva. They lost their Tzibur of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And automatically we understand that the Din of Chazur Vasa Tshuva Mut is not a stira to the Din of Chayvim Mises Beitz and Vasa Tshuva Mises Shalmata Mochlam Lam. Because the Tshuva Dan Shein Adachas doesn't nullify the Onesh. It mollifies the Mitzius of Tzibur Yoshvei Ha'ir. And B'derech Memela, the Onesh is Mizbatel. So that's how we can learn Im Chazur Vasu Tshuva Mutav from what it says by stone. Erdanavere, that this limud is also the Kavi the Mitzius. That before they had a Mitzius of a Tzibur, and now they're Mitzius of Yechidim again. That Avodah Zarah made them into a Tzibur. That consolidated them. But now they go back to being Yechidim. So we can taka learn from the Mitzius of stone to our Mitzius, even after Mantar. They're no longer at Tzibur. And Memela, they don't get that Onesh of Saif. Because they went back to being Yechidim. So it seems like we're going here with the Mahalach of the Rugged Shomer. The Taka, they do get punished. They just get punished as Yechidim. And we learn from before Matan Torah, they're not a Metzius of Tzibur anymore. Once they do Tshuva, they're not a Metzius of Tzibur. But the question is, that since the reason that for Onshe Beis and Shalmata Tshuva doesn't help, it's because Ein Lo L'Dayv Ela Mashein Avros. So also in our case, Tshuva shouldn't be Mevatel. Tshuva isn't Mevatel Leonish. It's Mishana the Metzius. But the Beis doesn't know that. How's the Beis supposed to know if they're a new Metzius? Ein Lo L'Dayv Ela Mashein Avros. So they see that they served Avodah Zarah, so they have to assume that they're a Tzibur above the Avodah Zarah. So for that we have to go a little bit into the Pnimius. The Pnimi reason why Tshuva doesn't help is not because the Beis doesn't know. It's because Be'emes L'Gabei Beis Shalmata Tshuva doesn't help. The Torah gave the Onesh to the Beis Shalmata that they can't know what's happening in someone else's heart. So that proves that the Onesh is connected with revealed matters that don't change by tshuva shebalev. So that's a normal case. In a normal, regular Aveira, it was given to Beis Din because tshuva's not going to help. Because there we take into account the chitzonius, the nyanim gluyim, and they don't change all the tshuva shebalev. But be'er nidachas, the Torah says, im chazir vasa tshuva mutav. The onesh of the er nidachas is connected be'ikar in im yanim shebalev. And these in Yanim definitely change Ayidei Tshuva Shebalev. Because the Indian of Tzibur, of a call, only applies to Jews. But Goyim don't have a call, like we see in Nazir Samach Aleph, beginning of Amud Beis. Even when they gather together, they're all considered Yechidim. Safnas Paneach, and Madur Tinyan Yidkim Amud Beis, Safnas Peach Ala Torah, Page Mem, Page Sadi Zion, Bereshis, many other sources. That only Jews have a Tzibur, Goyim don't. And the reason is because the Sharish Nafsham Bahavai Echad, our Sharish Nefesh is all one with God, we're one Mitzvah. But Umisa Olam don't have that one Mitzvah with Hashem. Therefore, they don't have that Achdus. So, the Achdus of Jews is Mitzad Sharish Nafsham, not Mitzad the Gufim, we're different Gufim. So therefore, the Neshama is Poel on the Guf. That even mitzadeguf for one call, and therefore we're considered goy echad bar, it's goy meloshin gviya. We're really one. And therefore the din bayerni dachas, that even the nechasim of the achir ear are not considered nechse yachid. They become chelik nechse ear, because the achdus of the Jews is even benogela le nechasim shele. We're all one. And now they're using this achdus for avodah zarah. They're taking it to the wrong place. They have Achdus in Hashem, and now they're using it for Avodah Zarah. That's part of their Bechira Chavshis. And that's why Chazur Vaset Shuvah Mutav. B'chol HaTorah Kula Shuvah doesn't help. Because the Pagam is in the Chitzonius. That's why Hashem told the Beis Din, you punish them, and it's not going to help if they do tshuva, because the pagam is in the chitzonis, and so you don't see a change. But here, this is an avera mitzad the tzibur, mitzad our pnimius. So memela, if we did tshuva, so tshuva here will help. Our pnimius did change; we're no longer at tzibur, and therefore the anshei nidachas only get anshei yachid. So this is a topic that has to be discussed a lot more, and I'm hoping that Hashem gives me life and that we're able to revisit it bekarav. Shalom, shalom, sviyasimos, beloved friends.